You know, maybe you're here as an invited guest on this Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a day to honor and give gifts. But I tell you what, the most powerful, the most incredible gift that anyone could ever receive, any human being on this earth could receive, is the gift of eternal life. I'm thankful that my mum raised us as a household and taught us about God and taught us about a relationship with Christ. But maybe you're in this room this morning and you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. On this Mother's Day 2018, we as a church family, and I'm sure every mother that in this place that loves God, it would be top of their heart to see maybe their son or their daughter or some family member come to know Jesus in a real way. And we do this in our church because we exist for this. We don't just exist for the here and now. We exist to make sure that people understand and they get an opportunity to know what eternity is with Christ, to know what a relationship is here on earth, but to know that there's an eternity for them in heaven. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to do what we normally do. We're going to pray a prayer of, and if you've never honestly ever accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I just encourage you to pray with us. Just mean it from your heart as we pray together. Come on, church. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for me to take away all my sin and wrongdoing and replace it with your grace and your mercy that will flood over my life. I accept today that eternity is placed in my heart. And as your Bible, your word says, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I'm a Christian, which means Christ in me. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you felt that from your heart as you prayed it, and you've never prayed that prayer before, I encourage you, come and talk to one of us or talk to the person you came with. We'd love to talk to you after the service about that decision you've made. It's the most important decision you could ever make in your life. We're not going to just let this beautiful Mother's Day service go without giving you the opportunity. What I'm going to ask you to do now is just to take a seat. Our kids department has organized a great production for just for the moment right now, an item for us. So we're going to give them a moment just to get organized. Beautiful. A special presentation for mums. So, who's been a mum for more than 20 years? Raise your hands. Come on, give them a hand. Been a mum for more than 30 years? Raise your hand. Fantastic. Been a mum for more than 35 years. All right. Been a mum for more than 40 years. Where? Who's the mum? Okay, hold on. 39 years. Raise your hand. Two of them. Stand up. Stand up. We need to honor them. 39, you have to. Yeah, fantastic. And that's Gareth's mum. She needs an extra clap. An extra clap because she's Gareth's mum. Wow. Imagine being Gareth's mum. The stories you could tell us, right? I can imagine. Was he like, what was he like as a child? Yeah. Awesome. I can imagine some of the antics. Wow, the things mothers know, right? My mum's not here today. She's actually with my older brother. So, aren't I lucky? Imagine the stories. All right, this looks exciting. Who's organized the lunch for the mum? Come on. Oh. Who got a gift this morning? If you raise your hand, if your mum, you got a gift. Wow. Fantastic. All right, we're almost ready. Look at our crew. Aren't they amazing? All right, I think we're going to, any moment now, we'll turn the lights out. Perfect.
How can a story never die? It is love we must hold on to. Never easy, but we try. Sometimes our happiness is captured. Somehow a time and place stand still. Love lives on inside our hearts and always will. Minutes turn to hours, days to years that go. But when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. Maybe some moments weren't so perfect. Maybe some memories not so sweet, but we have to know some bad times, or our lives are incomplete. Then when the shadows overtake us, just when we feel all hope is gone, we'll hear our song and know once more a love lives on. Our happiness endure through the darkest of our troubles. Love is beauty,
love is pure. Love brings no mind to desolation. It flows like a river through the soul. Protects, precedes, and perseveres, and makes us whole. Minutes turn to hours, days to years that go. But when all else has been forgotten, still our song lives on. Does a moment last forever when our song lives
Wow. Well, I've got the pleasure of introducing two incredible girls in my life. We've got a mum and a daughter who are going to speak this morning. So I could be in trouble because they're part of my family. And so we might just bring the pulpit at the front here, if someone could grab that. This might take a little bit to reorganize. So we're going to start. I'm just being told something. The kids can go upstairs. There's a full kids program upstairs. See you, kids. Give them a hand as they go. And give the kids team an amazing hand for that. Beautiful. It was quite emotional, actually, wasn't it? So as I said, we're going to hear from two girls in my life, and the first one is my daughter. Oh, actually, we're going to hear from my wife, Marianne. I'm obviously not in control today at all. It's Mother's Day, so obviously women always have control, don't they? Is that right, ladies? Why don't we give my wife, Marianne, a hand as she comes and shares?
Okay, I just was sobbing ugly there, so excuse me for a moment. Was there a dry eye in the house, mums? That was just too much. It was too confronting, a whole life. Very beautiful. I just wanted to commend the kids department for that beautiful morning tea. Mums, how spoiled did we feel this morning? And then this beautiful item that they did this morning. And the foundational scripture for that and for my word today is one generation shall commend your works to the next and shall praise your mighty acts. And you could see that they were handing the word of God down from generation to generation as something really precious. And I just wanted to commend Rachel, actually, in her new role and Maddie in her new role. There was a prophetic word early last year which I took to heart. And it was that the generations will be established in the year to come. And I've watched Rachel just rise to the challenge in Kids Church. We're so grateful for the work that she's doing up there. And truly, the generations are being established there. And in youth, the same, truly, the generations are being established. So sorry if I get a bit emotional. It's just every mum's heart to see that their kids are going on and living their best life. Amen? Yeah. All right, so I have a couple of things to share with you this morning. First of all, that Mother's Day video, I thought I may need some defense. I brought with me some defense. I admit, pray for me, I need help with cooking. But I just wanted to show you something that I received on a Mother's Day service from Ava, my sweet dear little Ava, my faithful child. I love my mummy because she makes me spaghetti. Thank you, Ava. I didn't know whether I would need that, but I told Maddie I'm going to pack it just in case because I have a feeling. Also, this week, and actually the only present I've received so far, which is really precious, is from Ava, my favourite child. This beautiful little button ring that she's made in blue, my favourite colour. And it came with a message, mothers are like buttons, they hold everything together. Isn't that precious? So for me, it's been Mother's Day week, not Mother's Day. Who's had a whole Mother's Day week here? Anybody else? So I'll just ask for that little blue bag there on the floor. So my week started off on Monday, my Mother's Day week, with Ava coming home from school very excitedly because she got Blue Bear for the week. So the thing about Blue Bear is apparently, well, actually I should know because this is the fourth time I've had Blue Bear from school. He spends a week with each child and then there's a journal of photos that come home and you've got to do your own journal page. But the problem with Blue Bear is that he's been to Dreamworld, he's been to Versace, he's been to all different places. And I get Blue Bear on Mother's Day week. He gets to spend the week with us. So I was thinking, okay, so why are they doing this to me on Mother's Day week? Ava's really excited. Ava actually wants to keep Blue Bear. And I'm trying to console her every day. Honey, it's not your bear. You're going to have to give it back. She's hysterical. She wants to keep Blue Bear. And I'm dealing with this on Mother's Day week. And then it occurred to me, okay, there's something here. There's something. What is it, God? And that was Samuel with Hannah. And she was in the temple. And she said, here is my child, man of the Lord. Here is the Blue Bear, lent for the week to our family. But Ava, you're going to have to give it back. I'm sorry. So, yeah, that's my start to my Mother's Day week, which is ongoing. I'm going to be late tonight at Office Works, printing out photos and doing up our Blue Bear page. Then the next thing that happened this week is I got a text message from my kids. Mum, we need $90. We need to buy you a present. Okay, can you transfer $90? I'm like, okay, we're on a budget, but can you budget a gift from someone else to you? I don't know. Here's the $90. So it better be good, kids. And then the next thing that happens the next day, I get another message, Mum, I've got to go buy ingredients for Mother's Day. I need to make 60 scones, 60 quiches, 60 mini pavlovas, and that's our beautiful baker, Annalise. So we had a very messy kitchen, but it was all worthwhile. Who can attest to that? This morning was beautiful. And then finally, the last day of the week, I went to Ava's Mother's Day lunch, and Ava had obviously watched me all week rousing on the kids about a messy kitchen, about picking up after yourself, all the usual mum things. Who does that to their kids? Let's be honest. Yep, that's us mums. Anyway, it comes her big moment and she gets to stand up and say her special Mother's Day sentiment to the school in front of the school. So Ava stands up with her little banner and says, my mum is someone who doesn't ever get angry and plays with me very gently. So once again, my favoured child, Ava. So each Mother's Day, I like to make an acknowledgement to not just mums but womanhood. There are women here on every continuum of motherhood. And so I wanted to acknowledge that we're family and that we're here for each other, and that's what a faith community is all about. So to those who gave birth this year to their very first child, we celebrate you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches every day with little ones, constantly wearing the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experience the loss of miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, and tears of disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make it harder than it is. To those who are foster mums, mentor mums, and spiritual mums, we desperately need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, distance from your children, we sit with you. To those who have lost their mothers, we grieve with you. To those who've experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who've lived through driving tests, medical tests, and overall testings of motherhood, we're better for having you in our midst. To those who've aborted children, we remember them and you on this day and rejoice that one day we will see them in heaven. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we know that as yet life has not turned out the way you longed for, but we will stand and believe with you. To those who step parent, we walk with you on complex paths. To those who envisioned lavishing children on grandchildren and yet the dream is to be, we walk with you. To those who will have emptier nests in the coming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who have placed children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprised, we anticipate with you this Mother's Day. We walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint-hearted, and we have real warriors in the midst. Mums, we honour you. Let's give them a hand. Beautiful mums, such beautiful mums in this church. So the foundational scripture for today is one generation shall commend your works to another and declare your mighty acts. To commend, to praise, to exalt in God before the next generation. Not to just tell them in the way to go, but to live it, to live that life. So this message is for mums, but it's not just for mums. It's for all of you because we're the generation at the moment commending. Every person in this room is a generation living out a life before the next generation, showing them the way to go. Jesus talked often about the family of God to the exclusion of no one. He says in Matthew 12:46, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside waiting to talk to you. And he replied, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of the Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and my mother. So it's the responsibility of all of us, every single one of us here, to exalt ourselves in the promises of God, to commend them, to tell of them, to live a life excited about God. So last Sunday morning, I just had started thinking about this Mother's Day message and I met a little lady. I'm not sure if she's here today. She'd just flown in from another country. And she came to me and shared with me something right from the depths of her heart, which really resounded with me. And she said, the most important thing to me as a mother is found in 3 John 1. And it says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gives me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. Amen. So we want our kids to have a relationship with God. We want our kids to live their best life. And as a mum, I have to say, I want my kids to live their best life. That's the thing I want most of all. So how do we, this generation, commend God's works? How do we declare his mighty works? How do we pass it on, this incredible knowledge of God and relationship with God? Deuteronomy 4:9-10 says, only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children, how on the day that you stood before the Lord your God and said to me, gather the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all their days and live on the earth, and that they may teach their children also. So the greatest commandment of all that Jesus said, and the greatest summary of the gospel, is found in Matthew 22, verse 37, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your might. And it's spoken of even in the 7th century BC in Deuteronomy 6:4-9. For the Lord your God is one God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might. And in these words, what I command you today, they shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you will bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets on your eyes, and you shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates. So when we're in our car, to paraphrase, when we're walking them to school, when we're serving them their dinner, when we're going the hard miles with them, when we're dealing with difficult situations, when we're fighting for their health, when we're fighting for areas of relationship in their lives, you put the word of God in front of them. You put that word in front of them that you love the Lord your God. You love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and you know that life's going to go well for them. So I know that a lot of people here today, and in fact, Andrew and I have had journeys along the way where we've just had to get out and we've had to put our fight on for our kids, whether it's a medical issue, which we've had to face a couple of times, possibly not well known to you all, some grave medical issues where the enemy has tried to cut off and tried to destroy potential in our kids' lives, relationship issues. You know, I remember one night getting out, it was actually raining, and I said to Andrew, we need a walk, we need to pray. And we got out and we prayed and we cried out to the Lord, and God will deliver your kids. He will bring it to pass. The word of God says, start your children off in the way that they should go, and in the end, they won't depart from it. So I know quite a number of people in our church family, we pray often on Monday nights for kids that aren't following after God, because we know that they're going to find their best life. They're going to find their best self in God. And I just want to encourage you today, don't lose heart. We're going to stand with you. Whatever your fight is for your kids, whether it's health, whether the enemy, who knows that we have an enemy who wants to destroy your kids' potential, that wants to destroy their future and wants to cut it off, literally cut it off. And you know, we've got to stand sometimes. We've got to put our fight on. If you don't have a partner to get out there and intercede and pray for your kids, we've got a good friend, because I know there's a lot of awesome single mums in this church. Get another single mum. Walk and pray and get your fight on for your kids. Don't ever accept second best for them. In Jesus' name. So I want you to all stand with me this morning. I know that there are people who are dealing with situations right across a broad spectrum of areas, with kids, with family, with issues in your family. And we're just going to commit it to the Lord now. Samuel, Hannah prayed a prayer where she devoted Samuel, that little boy that she had cried out to the Lord for, because as you remember, she was barren. And she prayed a prayer, so I give him to the Lord. So I give it to the Lord. For her whole life, she will serve the Lord. He will serve the Lord. For their whole life, we give them to you. So why don't we just devote the next generation to the Lord? Whatever your fight is, whatever you're facing, God can deliver. He can turn the situation around. And today we're just going to stand and believe and agree together for your kids and for the next generation and for their best life in Jesus' name. If you've got a specific need that you want prayer for in that area, just raise your hand now, right where you are. Those around you are going to place their hand on you, and we're going to believe for breakthrough in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you, for the privilege of such a wonderful salvation. And God, this morning, we just, like Hannah, present our children to you, God. We declare that they are yours. We give them back to you this morning. We thank you that you have plans and purposes for their best life. And in Jesus' name, we just commit them to you, God, whatever their walk is, whatever the journey is, God, whatever breakthrough we need. Father, we thank you that you have the power to turn situations around, to turn lives around in a moment. So, God, we commit them to you, Father. We thank you for good reports coming, Lord. We declare the truth and the word of God over their lives, that in the end, God, that they will serve you. In the end, they will reach their full potential in life and in Christ. and we declare purpose and we declare favor over the next generations in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I get to invite, actually you may be seated. I always keep you guys standing. I get told after the service, why do you make them stand the whole service, Mum? Sorry. I get to introduce to you someone from the next generation, someone that I am really proud of and really excited to hear what she has to share for you, and that's Madeline Harper.
Wow, how do you come off the back of that? Can we just give my mum a massive round of applause? Obviously, I am not a mother, so I'm speaking today on behalf of the daughters in the room, and we all are daughters, daughters of mothers or daughters of the King, amen. And I just want to say and stand here and just honour my mum first and foremost before I even start. First of all, for an incredible message, but also just as being an incredible mum. I get told time and time again, my goodness, you look and sound so much like your mother. And it kind of gets to a point where you're like, oh, thank you, thank you. But I honestly, when I get told that, it is the highest of compliments, because how I see her is such an incredible model of a woman of God, of a wise and beautiful and gracious woman of God. And so to even be a chip off the incredible block that she is just so, is humbling for me. So another round of applause for my beautiful mother, who, in my defense, I was not presented on that video. If you noticed, I wasn't there. Had I been, I would have made sure we said nicer things. But you know, wasn't invited to that family affair for some reason. No, I'm kidding. But I just wanted to speak. Obviously, my mom spoke about the generations, and we had a bit of a back and forth about what topic we were going to preach on this morning. Because we both sat in the office when we were told we were going to speak, and we both looked at each other and said, I'm preaching to the generations. And she said, I'm preaching to the generations. And she said, well, I'm going first. And I said, okay. Okay then. But it's a similar message. And so I just wanted to speak from a particular verse in the book of Titus. And we don't need to get verses up or anything. But it's basically where he's writing to Titus. And Titus is about to be placed into leadership over many of the churches in the particular region that they're in. And Paul's writing to Titus about the old men teaching the young men and the older women teaching the younger women. And particularly in this passage, you see the whole goal of it is focusing on the fact of the older women training the younger women, training them biblically, training them to be spirit-empowered and loved-based women. And the particular thing about this verse is Paul didn't call upon Titus. So Titus is basically the pastor in this story. And Paul didn't call on Titus as the pastor to train all the women in these qualities, because God wanted them to cultivate. And Paul actually called on the women within these churches to be the ones that empowered, to be the ones that nurtured and pushed the next generation of women forward. He could have done it himself, but God wanted it to be a generational pass down from older women to younger women. And he specifically, in this passage, he singles out the women of faith. And he says the women of faith are those who love their husbands. The women of faith are those who love their children. They are godly women and they are wise women. And he anointed them in seeking out and meeting with every young woman within the church. And I know for a fact, by looking around in this room, there are so many examples of exactly the kind of women that Titus and Paul are talking about in this passage. And basically, to sum up the message that I want to speak this morning, is just to just honor those particular women, to honor you for you coming here this morning on your Mother's Day. Speaks multitudes to your families, to your husbands, to your children, for just being here in this house this morning. Whether you brought your kids or whether they're at home, by you being in the seat where you are right now, it speaks multitudes to the following generations. And I just want to honor that and thank you for that as a daughter in this house who not only has an incredible mother, but I believe there are so many incredible spiritual mamas in this house as well that have helped raise me to be what I am today. And I just want to bring encouragement that we would have the mindset to set up the next generations. You know, when it's hard, I can understand. My mom wakes up this morning, she's ready to preach, and she still is dressing the kids and feeding the kids and getting them out the door. And I know that it can be hard to do that and even just getting here in the morning. And so I want to commemorate that and encourage that by you being here. Even just sitting in your seats can mean so much more to other generations around you by seeing that example. Amen. And if I leave anything this morning, I would just hope that it would be to champion you and to encourage you in doing what you're doing and bring honor to that. Because I believe there's a new generation coming through this church. There's a new generation being risen up from this church, and we stand on the shoulders. And I will testify this till the day I die, that we stand on the shoulders that you guys have declared for us. And we will act how you act, and we will mimic how you mimic, because we see you as role models. And so I just want to encourage you to live to that standard, but also that, you know, it's not as a big of a task as it may seem. You know, we're not called to be perfect, but God sees us as perfection regardless. We're not called to be the best mother that anyone could ask for. We're not called to have that title, but God sees us that way. And I'm telling you, your kids see you that way as well. And your spiritual children see you that way as well. If there's mothers here that don't have kids, I tell you, you're a spiritual mother to someone. And that means so much, because there are children and youth and young women here who don't have mothers. So you might not feel like a biological mother, but you're certainly a spiritual mother. And I want to encourage that and just honor that. And to, if I could just get you all to stand to bring this to an end, because we want to be over time and the service is yet to be ended. There's actually a whole lot more in store of nice things, I hope. I haven't seen any other videos, but I'm not in them, so it's not my fault. But I actually just wanted, if you're a woman, young or old, mother or not, if we could just lay hands on all the women on this place. Women on women, hands on the women, lay hands on them. And I just wanted to finish this up and just pray for all the women in this house today. Maybe just walk around and find a woman. Awesome. Lord God, I thank you for all the incredible women that are in this house today, Father. I thank you for all the generations that are represented here right now, Lord God. And I just pray that we would continue to champion and continue to nurture and produce incredible women of God, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the futures that are represented in this room, Father, for the kids, for the future kids, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that you champion them, Lord God, that you will raise up incredible, strong, godly women, Father. And I pray when we see things in their hardest sense, Lord God, when we find ourselves at the end of our rope, Lord God, we will know that you are more than enough for us, Lord God. When we feel like we're failing, Jesus, when we feel like we're not enough, we will know that you are enough, Lord God. And I just pray that the same love you have for us, we can outpour onto every young person and every next generation in this room. And we pray blessing to these beautiful moms, and that they are spoiled rotten for the rest of their Mother's Day. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. All right. Am I introducing what's next? There's another video. If you want to turn your eyes to the screen.
Okay, do you know the mum smile? The mum smile that we're ready for? Is it? Oh. Okay, so we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Turn that way. And then on three. understand better.
You knew me.
I knew the questions too. Alright, what do you think?
I'll go after you.
Oh no, I'll go after you.
Ladies first.
Okay,
what's this for? What's this? I can't even speak in it. Hello? I didn't come here.
You don't need to hear it. What's your favourite thing about Mum?
This thing doesn't even talk.
Flower.
Anything in the world. A new car, please. Taraga's fallen apart.
Wait, what was the question?
What would you give her if you could give her anything in the world?
Oh, that's another wrong question.
It was going to be a flower.
It is love.
He's real generous.
They are expensive.
What if that works?
Oh, that's a hole.
What if that broken?
It's just broken.
Why?
I don't know.
Wow. What I need now is all the mothers to stand up right across the place. If you're a mum in this place, stand to your feet. And our whole kids department are going to give you and all our kids, we've got a special gift for all the mums. So stay standing. And why don't we give them a hand? Why don't we honour the mums in this place? Here they come. Okay, kids, hand them out. Here we go. Wow. Beautiful. So keep standing, mums, until you receive your gift. Just checking, has every mother got a gift? Who hasn't got one? We all have. Fantastic. Why don't we stand? And and we're going to say one, another big happy Mother's Day. There's a mother next to you. Give them a hug right now. Say Happy Mother's Day. And let me just pray a blessing, and then we're going to run off to a lunch or whatever you got to organize. God, we thank you for every mother in this house. God, we honor them, God, and we thank you for the role, the dedication, the devotion, and the sacrifice that they give every single day. And God, we pray that you would bless them, protect them. Father God, God, I pray, Father God, that you would allow them to step into all that you have for their future, and they would know your love and your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, Happy Mother's Day. God bless you.